For colleges and universities, the giving season is all year round. As graduates know all too well, fundraising is just as much a part of post-college life as reunions and homecoming. Some schools are better at raising money than others. It helps to have energetic and affluent alumni. Well, you might be surprised to learn about one school that's flush with both and has a group of alumni as active as any. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
There was the registration table, the hanging of the school banner, and the group photo, all for the second nationwide conference for Peking University alumni in the United States. About 70 graduates of China's oldest and most prestigious university attended the gathering in Rockville, Maryland. They were representing thousands of alumni from across the U.S.
North California, South California, New York, New England, Pennsylvania, Texas, Michigan. It's just amazing.
Liu Hongsha is president of the Washington, D.C. chapter of the Peking University Alumni Association.
The purpose of this conference is to promote the university in the United States and then connect the alumni and the friends and family together so they can become one voice. Some Americans, once they know our university, they would refer it as the Harvard of China.
At its centennial celebration in 1998, the university set a goal of becoming a world-class university, an academic powerhouse in 15 to 20 years' time. Appeals went out to alumni living abroad. The school's vice president, Hai Wen, says they are especially well-positioned to help the cause.
Many of our alumni come to the United States to study and receive a PhD, so they can either come back to the university or they can promote exchange, and also they can help us even financially.
Su Juanba, class of 84, will receive a Distinguished Alumni Award today. She's science director of the National Foundation for Cancer Research in Bethesda, Maryland. Earlier this year, she helped organize a summit in Beijing on cancer research. It brought together scientists from the U.S., the U.K., and China.
A lot of people like me who are working in the United States, who have a career here, kind of established in what we do. When we have opportunities to help China to get into the mainstream and expand the exchange, we'll do that.
After some catching up, the group got down to business. Vice President Hai Wen, who flew in from Beijing specially for the conference, spoke at length before a PowerPoint presentation. He brought news of the latest developments on campus and made a fundraising pitch that would sound familiar to graduates of any American school. Help build the new gym. This one not for Division I basketball or volleyball, but for the ping pong matches that the school will host during the 2008 Olympics. The recurring theme of the conference was this. For Peking University to gain international recognition, much work still has to be done. Liu Hongsha of the D.C. chapter says outside of Asia, her school remains relatively unknown.
And that affects how our alumni friends who are living and studying in the United States, how affect their employment and their life and their work. So we want to make sure our name is a strong and recognizable name, not only in the academic circle, but also in the corporate America.
And there's a good chance they'll succeed. There are currently some 40,000 alumni of Peking University in North America. It's a reminder of just how vast the country China is and how extensive its reach might be one day. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.